Welcome back to Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk, joined by Paul Dottino with your two-minute drill. Paul, the Giants did announce their final injury report for the game on Sunday night, and two names were in the out category that Giant fans did not want to see there in week number one, Victor Cruz and John Beason. Let's start first with Victor Cruz. What impact will his absence have on the offense?
Well, it means you'll probably see a lot more snaps from Preston Parker, who during the latter part of the preseason wound up assuming that starting job in the slot. Now, whether or not that means he catches a lot of targets, I don't know. Maybe they'll go more to Randall. Maybe they'll go more to Shane Vereen. Maybe they'll keep feeding Beckham anyway. I can't tell you exactly where the ball's going, but I will tell you this. The Giants' passing game will miss Victor. They're just going to have to try to do it without him.
Maybe they'll try to run the ball a little bit more, too.
That's not a bad idea.
Coach Coughlin definitely wants some more balance this year with those three very excellent running backs. The Giants could take it to the ground. Now, defensively, Paul, John Beason's lost a middle linebacker. We've seen Ioane Unga play with the first team at practice for much of this week. Beason only practiced on Wednesday and was limited. So he's gotten a lot of experience practicing against a Dallas Cowboys offense that was very formidable last year.
The one thing I think that's important to know about Unga is that Coach Coughlin talked about it going into the final preseason game. This guy has a great motor, really, really high motor, John. He gets after it, always given 1,000% through every play, and they have done everything they can mentally to coach him up to make sure he knows the assignments. After all, he's going to be calling the signals, but you also know Romo's going to play a lot of head games with him.
And a key for him, too, is to stop the run.
No question. I mean, the Dallas Cowboys have that fantastic offensive line. They'll do everything they can to get past the line of scrimmage to try to take him at that second level and try to knock him off his game.
Paul, appreciate the time.
You got it, John.
That's all the time for the two-minute drill on Giants.com. Stay tuned to Giants.com for coverage all weekend for the Giants' first regular season game against the Cowboys.